Well, we thank the Lord we can gather together at the end of this year.
我们感谢主，我们在年末的时候，我们可以聚集在他面前。
To stand in the field of Boaz and let our brother glean some barley for us.
我们是站在波阿斯的田里，让我们的弟兄来为我们来捡一些麦穗。
All the teenagers here can't wait for the romantic section tomorrow where Boaz and Ruth get together.
你们这些年轻人可能等不及要听波阿斯和路德在一起的这个故事。
Then our dear brother Ted sharing in the afternoon on these wonderful matters of the firm foundation.
然后我们的彭弟兄今天下午又讲到神坚固的根基。
I really don't have much to say. I like to pick on guys on the front row and they've all left.
我没有什么好说的，我想挑前面坐在前面的人的刺，所以他们都坐在后面去了。
But fortunately, in the book of James, there's still more to say, and we have chapters 4 and 5 to sort of purview tonight.
感谢主，雅各书在还有第四章、第五章，还有很多要向我们说话。
Why don't we just immediately turn to James chapter 4 and read some verses?
我们好不好一起赶快翻到雅各书第四章，我们读一些圣经。
James chapter 4, beginning in verse 1.
开始第一节。第四章第一节。
Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have, because you do not ask.
你们中间的争战斗殴是从哪里来的呢？不是从你们白体中战斗之私欲来的吗？你们贪恋还是得不着，你们杀害嫉妒又斗殴征战也不能得，你们得不着是因为你们不求。
You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss that you might spend it on your pleasures.
你们求也得不着，因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。
Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God?Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
你们这些淫乱的人呢、啊、岂不知与世俗为友就是 与神为敌吗？所以凡想与世俗为友的就是与神为敌了。
Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously?
你们想经上所说的是徒然的吗？神所赐住在我们里面的灵是恋爱至于嫉妒吗？
But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
但他赐更多的恩典，所以经上说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded.
故此你们要顺服神，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人呢，要洁净你们的手；心怀二意的人呢，要洁净你们的心。
Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up.
你们要愁苦、悲哀、哭泣，将喜笑变作悲哀。欢乐变作愁闷，我要在主面前自卑，主就必叫你们升高。
Just a further word of prayer.
我们再有点祷告。
Our precious Lord, we come to you and read from your powerful word.
我们宝贵的主，我们来到你面前，我们读你强有力的话语。
And we're immediately convicted to come and ask you to cleanse us by your precious blood.
我们马上要坚定我们的信心，来到你的面前，要用你宝血来洁净我们。
How high is the calling?Holiness and righteousness.
这个圣洁和公义的护照是何等的高。
We bow low before the righteous one.
我们是在这公义的那一位面前，我们在低头。
We look in your dear face.
我们在这里看你荣耀的脸。
As we're transformed into your image from glory to glory.
我们是要变成你的形状，荣上加荣。
We come to your precious word.
我们来到你宝贵的话语面前。
We humbly receive your engrafted word, which is able to save our souls.
我们在这里谦卑的来聆听你。种植在我们身上的话语能救我们的魂。
Oh, do save us, Lord. Do save us completely.
主求你来救我们，你完完全全的 把我们拯救过来。
We even pray that this hour we spend together will be toward that end.
我们来盼望在这个一个小时，我们是朝着那个目标而行。
Have your perfect way.
你在这里有你完全的道路。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们是奉主耶稣宝贝的名求。
Amen. James is the brother of our Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous one.
雅各是我们主那位义者的弟弟。
Whatever righteousness, Jewish righteousness, James knew before the resurrection of our Lord Jesus, everything changed.
雅各以前也许他从犹太人那里知道的一些公义，但是当我们主复活了以后，一切都改变了。
As he looked at his brother, the Lord Jesus, and saw the nail scars in his hands,
当他看见他的兄长耶稣看到他手上的钉痕，
it was indelibly imprinted upon his mind what a righteous man is.
就在他的头脑里留下一个不可磨灭的形象，这样的正公义的人是什么样子？
He fell down humbly before his brother and his Lord.
他就在他的长兄和他的主面前扑倒，
divesting himself of all righteousness which had become filthy rags.
他就把他身上那些破旧的衣衫、破旧的衣完完全全的脱去了。
And saw a vision of his brother.
他就
as to a righteous and a holy man that remained in his mind for the rest of his life.
他就看见了他的兄长，然后让他的头脑里面就留下了一个公义和圣洁的形象。
James does not desire visibility.
雅各他不需求在别人面前他有很大的名声。
He's a humble man of prayer.
他是一个谦卑人，一个祷告的人。
But James desires that the assembly of Jesus Christ would look like the righteous one.
但是他渴望基督耶稣的聚会就像那个正公义的人一样。
The church of the Lord Jesus, if it is to be a healthy church, not only needs to manifest grace and love, but righteousness and holiness.
所以我们主的聚会不仅仅是一个只是在这里彰显他的仁慈和他的怜悯，而且还要显示他的公义和圣洁。
The church and the saints need to be upright.
聚会和圣徒要成为正直的。
The world is crooked.
但是这个世界是弯曲悖谬的。
The righteous man is straight.
一个正直的人，他是站得笔直的。
In this world, there's full of crookedness.
在这个世上，满有了弯曲和悖谬。
Where is the righteous man?
哪里去找寻这个公义的人？
In the assembly of the saints.
在圣徒的聚会当中。
In the assembly of the upright.
在正直人的大会当中。
You find those being trained in righteousness.
你就找到那些人，他们是经过公义的训练。
The Holy Spirit is sanctifying us, spirit, soul, body.
圣灵在这里让我们的灵魂体全部成圣。
What is the purpose of sanctification?
成圣的目的是什么？
Of course, being holy in itself is an end.
当然让能够成为圣洁本身就是一个目标。
But the Jews forever remember the day, the first time that they understood what holiness really was as they stood before Mount Sinai, having just come out of Egypt.
当犹太人他们第一次记得公义这个意念的出现，是他们刚从埃及出来，他们站在西乃山的面前。
And God said, I have purposed that they be a holy nation.
神在那里说，我要他们成为一个圣洁的国度。
And I want to show them what holiness means.
我要让他们看见圣洁是什么意思。
And so he took that mountain, Mount Horeb, Mount Sinai.
所以他就用这个西乃山。
And he sanctified it.
他就让西乃山成为圣洁。
He made it holy.
他让它成为圣。
And what is the process of holiness?
这个成圣是一个什么过程？
First, God said, draw a line around this mountain.
首先神说你们在山的周围你们要画一个界限。
Let not man or beast come up that mountain.
不要让人和野兽上那座山。
First,
第一点。
He separates from the world what he wants to make holy.
他想把这个世界和他要成为圣洁的那一部分来区分开。
And then he came down on it in fire and purified in type this mountain.
然后他就在火里降到那个山上，在形上面把这个山来成圣。
Because what God separates, He then purifies with the holy fire of God.
因为神所分隔分开的，他来让他们成圣。
Now why does He do that?
为什么他要这样做？
What's the end?
目标是什么？
God comes down Himself and possesses that which He has made holy.
因为神要降下来，要充满他所成圣的。
And the glory of God is seen upon them, this vessel.
然后神的荣耀就在这个器皿上面彰显出来。
Whether it's the temple of the tabernacle or a child of God.
无论是神的帐幕还是一个神的儿女。
First, He separates you from the world.
他先把你和世界分开。
Then He purifies you by the Holy Spirit.
然后他用圣灵来洁净你。
And then He comes and possesses you.
然后他就下来充满你。
And you shine with holiness.
然后你就在那里发出荣耀的光。
Are we saints?
我们是不是圣徒？
We've been saved by grace.
我们是因他的恩典我们得救。
We're in the process.
我们还在经历这些过程。
He continues to love us.
他一直在爱我们。
To purify us.
他在净化我们。
And as He purifies us, His glory begins to be seen.
当他洁净我们的时候，慢慢的他的荣耀就在我们身上彰显出来。
Now James simply tells the saints that they need to remain true to this vision they see of this holiness and righteousness.
主就对他们说，你们要就着你们所看见的公义和圣洁，你们一定要专心。
And they need to abide and look in the mirror of the law of liberty.
你们要住在你们，而且要从镜子里面看见，就让你们自由的律。
What do you see in that mirror?
你在这个镜子里面看到了什么？
What does Paul say in 2 Corinthians chapter 3?
保罗在哥林多后书第三章里面说什么？
Now we, as New Testament Christians,
我们是在新约里面的基督徒。
Being a, made holy by the Holy Spirit in the new covenant.
我们是在新约里面被圣灵来成圣。
With unveiled face, we look as in a mirror.
我们除去了脸上的帕子，我们看这个镜子。
And what do we see?
我们看见什么？
The glory of the Lord.
我们看见我们主的荣
耀。Now why does he say as in a mirror?
他说像一个镜子。
Because it's not completely clear.
因为它还不是那么清楚。
But we look in the mirror, we see Christ. In us.
但是当我们看镜子的时候，我们看见基督在我们的里面。
And as we behold Him in the mirror, we are transformed from glory to glory.
当我们在镜子里面，我们瞻望他的时候，我们就被变成他的形状。
What a liberating mirror!
这是一个多么让人自由的镜子。
It speaks to us the truth in Christ.
他又把在基督里面的真理告诉我们。
Christ, only Christ.
只有基督，只有基督。
Christ in us, Christ over us.
基督在我们里面，基督满意了我们。
What a liberation!
是何等的自由。
Do you see it?
你看不看得见
？Do you see yourself in the mirror?
你有没有在镜子里看见你自己
？Oh, it's so easy to forget.
你很容易就忘记了。
We can walk away from the mirror and forget who we are in Christ.
当你离开镜子的时候，你就忘记我们是在基督里。
We find ourselves going double as our soul begins to chase after things unworthy of who we are.
当我们的魂在这里追寻那些不配于我们的时候，我们就变成了有两心怀二意的人。
But when this happens,
当这件事情发生的时候，
we sense the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
我们就看见圣灵要定我们的罪。
We humbly come back to this engrafted word.
我们就谦卑地回到他在我们里面的话语的面前。
The Spirit says, "Look again, look again."
圣灵就说，你再看一看。
The Spirit has been given to us to bring us into all truth concerning Jesus.
圣灵给了我们，就让我们把在耶稣里面得到一切的真理。
He wants to show us every aspect of Christ.
他要让我们看见基督的每一个方面。
Come back to the mirror. Come back to the mirror. You've forgotten who you are.
你回到镜子前，你回到镜子前，因为你已经忘记你是谁了。
As soon as we come back,
当我们一回来
，and we see Christ,
我们看见基督
，we see His nail-scarred hand,
我们看见他手上的钉痕
，we see His love,
我们看见他的爱
，we're melted,
我们就融化。
We say, Lord, cleanse my hands.
我们说，主啊，你洁净我们的手。
Purify my heart.
你也洁净我们的心。
I leave aside this double-mindedness.
我就把我的心怀二意给抛弃了。
I'm all yours.
我单单的归给你。
You know, if you're a Christian, Christ, by His Spirit, dwells in your heart by faith.
如果你是基督徒的话，你就知道这个因信主耶稣住在你的里面。
And as we see tonight, it's an interesting verse in chapter 4, verse 5.
在今天我们看在第五节有一个很有意思的一节圣经。
Because it's interpreted two ways.
因为有两种不同的解释。
And either way has a vital point to it.
不管是哪种解释，都有一个很重要的一点。
But the point that modern scholars think now is what's really meant is this.
当代这些学者们，他们认为是这样的。
The Holy Spirit who dwells in you
住在你里面的圣灵
is jealous
他是忌邪的
that you be 100% for Jesus.
他要让你百分之百的向着耶稣
He's jealous for you.
他在那里忌邪
So the Holy Spirit's working.
所以圣灵就在那里做工
He gets us back to the mirror.
你回到镜子前面
We see Christ again.
我们再一次看到基督
There's grace, there's forgiveness.
在那里就有恩典，就有赦免。
And life to begin to live in righteousness.
你的就有一个生命可以让你活出公义来。
Now we saw how this principle basically worked out in the first three chapters.
我们就在前三章，我们看见这个原则是怎么样在那里工作。
Chapter one had primarily to do with our own personal lives.
第一章就讲到我们个人的生活。
In our own personal lives, we go through many trials.
在我们个人的生活里面，我们经历很多的试炼。
And we also go through temptation.
我们也经历试探。
Now, we don't like trials.
但是我们不喜欢试炼。
But we're often lured by temptations.
但是我们经常会被试探来引诱。
But in either case, trials and temptations are the arena in which we're perfected by the Holy Spirit.
但是不管是试验和试炼也好，都是我们在被成全的一个竞技场。
Without trials, you would not grow as a Christian.
如果你不经历试炼，你就不会像作为一个基督徒来长进。
And so there's a little fast in Bethlehem.
在伯利恒有一个禁食
and you begin to seek the Lord
你就在那里开始寻求主
you see without trials
没有试炼的时候
a Christian would be lazy
一个基督徒就会懒惰
they wouldn't seek the Lord
他们不在那里寻求主
but count it joy when trials come your way
但是当试炼来的时候你要当作大喜悦
why
为什么
you say God's in this
你说神在那里
I don't know what he's doing
我不知道他在做什么。
I'm going to hold fast to him.
但是我要抓住他。
If you lack wisdom, ask him.
如果你缺乏智慧的话，你就
求。Stay with him.
你在这里跟他一起。
And when he comes through and you get through the trial,
当你经历过这样的试炼的时候
，it will be said, "This is one of God's friends."
别人就要说这是神的朋友。
This person had faith in the tough times.
这个人在他经历困难的时候，他有信心。
Now when all of us stand before the judgment seat of Christ, all of us are going to say, "Oh, I believe, I believe, I believe."
当我们站在基督审判台前的时候，我们都要说我信，我信。
But Jesus is going to say, "Now, who believed me when things weren't going well?"
耶稣就在这问，当你遇到难处的时候，谁信了我
？And they look among us and say, "Ah, my friend, I know you." Ah, my friend, I know you. Through the tough times, there we were.
他就看见你们一个一个说，哦，你是我的朋友，我认识你，你是我的朋友，我认识你。
When Jesus shows up and sits on his crown, sits on his throne, in Jerusalem.
当耶稣来到耶路撒冷，坐在他的宝座上的时候
，Everybody's going to say, "I knew he was my king."
任何人都会说，我知道他是我的王。
But he's going to say, "Now, who knew I was king when I was still?" Up in the heavens.
他就在那里说，当我还在天上的时候，你们谁知道我是王呢
？You see, all the trials we're going through, it's proving our faith.
你看，我们所经历的试炼都是来证明我们的信。
Wonderful.
多么奇妙。
Stay with Christ through the tests.
在这试炼的时候，你一定要和基督
在一起。Become a friend of God.
你成为神的朋友。
Faith has works.
因为信心也有工作。
What's that work?
那个工作是什么
？I'm holding on to God.
我要抓住神。
Okay. Temptations come.
当诱惑来的时候。
Oh boy, temptations. There's bread over there.
你就看说那边有面包。
Any way the devil can get you out of Bethlehem.
任何时候当魔鬼能把你从伯利恒带出来。
There's bread in Moab.
在摩亚有面包。
Now let me give you a quick Bible quiz.
我就给你一个小测验。
Of all the countries surrounding Israel, which one was the most idolatrous country?
在以色列周围的哪个国家是最拜偶像的
？Moab. How
Moab,
did you guess?
猜得不错。
Ah, that's the devil's doing.
那是魔鬼的大根基地。
See, if you stood still by faith when the famine came.
如果当饥荒来的时候，你还坚持你的信心
？Now God, I know you're in this.
你就会说，神，我知道你在这里。
I think we have to repent of something. We're double here.
我们可能是心怀二意，所以我们要悔改。
But what's the name of the town I live in?
我在活的是这个城叫什么名字呢
？Oh, Bethlehem, house of bread.
伯利恒是面包之家。
I think I should stay in God's house of bread.
我想我应该留在神的面包之家。
But the devil says, come down and vacation in Mexico.
但是这个撒旦就说你来你到我这个地方来度假。
And so we go down there and we get a little bit of tortilla.
我们来到墨西哥我们就喝他们当地的这个酒。
So when you fall to temptation,
当你被试探的时候
now what do you do?
你做什么
you purify your heart.
你就把你的心来纯净
come back to the Lord.
你来到主的面前
you're humbled by the mistakes you make.
你就因为你自己的错误你就谦卑下
来 you know, there's no true righteous one in the assembly. There's no true upright man who's not a humble.
你知道在没有任何一个正直的人他不是谦卑的
Because the training ground of righteousness is mistakes
因为你要在困难里面你接受这个训练
So we see that in chapter 1
所以我们在第一章就看到这样
Now then James seems to turn his attention to the upright assembly
然后雅各好像把他的注意力又放在这个正直人的大会的里面
The church of Jesus Christ is his body
基督的身体就是教会
It's a righteous body.
是一个公义的教会
It's perfect.
是完全的
And then you showed up.
然后你就进来
And now suddenly we got double trouble.
然后我们就有两重的困难
The church was perfect until you had double love.
这个教会本来是完美的但是突然你进来有双重的爱
I love Jesus with three quarters of my heart, but I like these people also.
我有四分之三的心来爱耶稣，但是也爱这些人。
Next thing you know, there's little divisions in the church.
马上你就看到在教会里面有纷争。
Cantonese, such a noisy language.
讲广东话的实在是听不懂。
It's just little things that bother us because our self-love is involved in how we treat people.
这些小问题就出现了，因为我们自己的凭着自己的爱，我们在这里对待人。
James stands up and humbly looks and remembers the church in Jerusalem that didn't take care of the Greek-speaking widows.
你在你记不记得在耶路撒冷的教会里面，他们说希腊文那些寡妇没有受到好好的对待。
No double love.
没有双重的爱。
The royal law, no double love.
那至尊的律就是
Jesus
不能有双重的爱。要有基督的爱。
The agape of God is poured forth through our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
从神那里来的爱就用圣灵就让它从我们心里面倒出来。
No double love.
没有双重的爱。
No double faith.
也没有双重的信。
A separating faith and works.
你把信心和行为分开。
This side over here are the faithers. I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe.
这边就是有信心的，我信，我信。
You never do anything.
但是你什么也不做。
But you come every Sunday.
但是你每星期天都
来。You read the Apostles' Creed.
你在读读使徒的书信。
I believe in God the Father, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God. Believe, I believe, I believe, I believe.
你就在那里读的这个圣经，诗歌，哦，像读经。
Now over on this side.
在这边。
We got the church of the social gospel.
我们看见就是一些社会上的一些福音。
I gotta do, I gotta do, I gotta do.
就我要做，我要做，我要做。
And we're giving out the food. We're rallying down at the place.
我们要在外面分。
We're taking a bus ride to Washington D.C.
我们要坐车到华盛顿去。
Do you believe?
你信不信
？Well, I don't know, but I'm doing.
我不知道，但是我在做。
Dead works.
那是死的工作。
Dead religion.
这是死的宗教。
Faith and works together.
信心和工作和行为在一起。
That's real life.
那才是真正的生命。
Don't split up faith and works.
你不要把信心和行为分开。
That was an old argument, you know. So that's why Luther doesn't like James so much.
这是一个过去的一个争论。你就是知道为什么马丁路德他不喜欢雅各。
He was afraid Luther was saying you got to do works to get saved.
因为他怕雅各说你要有行为才能得救。
Now, do you really think James was that dumb?
你真的以为雅各是那么蠢吗？
Actually, Luther liked the book of James. If you'll read all of his exposition of James.
但是如果你看路德他解经的书，你知道他其实是喜欢雅各书。
But Luther had a little problem with a double tongue.
但是路德他有一点就是一嘴两舌的问题。
You know, one of the things about the Lutherans, I love Lutherans. We have Lutherans here tonight. Former Lutherans.
我喜欢路德派的, 我们中间有以前的路德派的人。
You'll find if you know Lutherans that they love the Lord and they're saved by grace. They know nothing about holiness.
你就知道那些人, 他们知道他们是因信得救, 但是他们不知道公义。
I used to play golf with two Lutheran ministers.
我以前是和两个路德派的两个牧师和他们一起打高尔夫球。
We had a great time together.
我们在一起很享受。
Talked about the Lord.
我们在那里谈论主。
And they smoked at least a pack of cigarettes out there on the court.
他们就在那里抽烟。
Then they asked me to stop by the clubhouse and have just pints and pints of beer.
他就请我到那个俱乐部里面喝一杯一杯的喝啤酒。
Now there's Martin Luther.
就是马丁路德。
His tongue was a little loose.
他的嘴唇有点松。
Sometimes it's blessing, sometimes it's curse.
有时候他在那里面说。 重赞的话,
I won't go into details. He was a good brother. And the Lord recovered something precious. But it just goes to show that every one of us just knows in part. We need to live a life of faith and works. And then the double tongue.
然后我们讲到一口两舌。
Well, I won't say anything more about that. James just says the double tongue is a problem and it goes back to what your source of wisdom is.
雅各就说到你一口两舌的根源是你从哪里得到你的智慧。
Eventually your mouth will leak out what has filled your heart.
当你心里面被什么充满,你的舌头就说出什么的话。
If you filled your heart with zombie TV,
如果你的心里面满是那些, 垃圾的电视,
don't be surprised if all of the young people who watch zombie shows all day long start walking around like this.
你又看到那些就是看那些僵尸电视的人, 他们又走起来也像个僵尸一样。
Out of the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks.
如果你心里面是充满了什么, 你就说什么。
If you're into zombies, you speak zombie.
如果你喜欢僵尸的话, 你就用僵尸的话来讲。
If you're into the Hobbit, you speak Hobbit language. What is that language called? I forget.
如果你喜欢看那个, 就是那个 Hobbit的话, 你就用他们的言语来讲。
Well, fortunately, most of you have no idea what I'm talking about.
很好, 你们很多人不知道我在讲什么。
So I move right along.
所以我就往前讲。
Now, when we come to chapter 4, we see that there's an obvious change of tone in James.
当我们来到第四章, 我们就发现雅各他的口气变了。
He's talked about being single, pure-hearted in our own personal lives.
他刚才在讲, 在我们心里面, 我们个人的生活里面, 要一心一意。
And he's talking about in chapters 2 and 3, keeping the assembly upright and precious and one in Christ.
他在第二、第三章讲到要让教会成为正直的大会与基督保持联合。But
actually in the book itself, there's been a fulcrum in that last section in chapter 3 which talks about the wisdom from above and the wisdom that's from beneath.
但是在第三章要结束的那一节好像有那么一个杠杆讲到是从上面来的或者从下面来的智慧。We
sometimes don't realize our sources.
我们有时候不知道我们的来源是什么。But
this is a crucial point in our life of sanctification.
但是这是我们成圣生活里面一个重要的部分。And
when we come to chapter 4, James seems to be looking at the large house.
当你来到第四章, 你就觉得雅各在看见一个大的房间。Now
what's that?
那是什么?
Our brother shared this afternoon from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19.
我们弟兄下午就讲到提摩太后书2章19节。
But the firm foundation of God stands, having this seal.
神坚固的根基立定了。The
Lord knows those that are his own.
主知道那属于他的人。And
let those who name the name of the Lord abstain from wickedness.
就让那些, 称主的名的人让他们远离邪恶。
Now do you know what the next verse says?
你记不记得下面一节圣经讲什么?
It says, now in a large house there are vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor.
在一个大户人家有高贵的器皿也有下贱的卑贱的器皿。
Now Paul is talking about the church.
保罗在那里讲到教会。
But it's lost something of its purity as its size grew and developed.
但是当一个教会的它的 在那里长大的时候就好像变得不纯净。
When you look at the core of the church, you see these pillars, even those who are righteous, who stand and bear responsibility and weight in the house of God.
如果你看这个教会，他们中心里面有一些柱石，他们在撑起神的教会。
But if you look out on the outskirts of this large house with many believers, and James calls them brethren,
但是当你往外看的时候，你看见神的家里面有一些雅各也称他们为弟兄的。
You can see a problem in the large house.
在大户人家里面，你就看到一个问题。
And what is that problem?
那是什么样的问题？
The world is encroaching the church.
这个世界就在蚕食这个教会。
The world is getting in with its motives, attitudes, ambitions.
教会就被这个世界的动机会被他的野心来充斥。
And as James looks over these thousands of believers in Jerusalem, there are factions, warring factions.
雅各看见这成千上万的在耶路撒冷的基督徒中间，他们有征战。
There are those of the sect of the Pharisees.
在那里有法利赛派的。
They're still maintaining that edge of self-righteousness.
他们还在那里保持自义。
There are those who are worldly.
还有一些属世界的。
And what's happening is their attitudes are coming into the church and causing problems.
那里他们就因为他们的态度来到这个教会里面就造成了问题。
As James looks toward the end of his letter, he sees the Lord's coming nearer and nearer.
当雅各在写到后末了他的书信的时候，他就看见主要回来了。
And he's not surprised to see that in this vast assembly of believers, there's a duplicity, a doubleness evident.
在这个么大的教会的里面，你看见有那么两重性，你不觉得是一个很惊讶？
Now what's going to happen?
要发生什么事情？
Do you kick out these who are double-minded?
你要把那些心怀二意的人给踢出去吗？
Do you kick out those who are worldly?
你要把那些属世界的人给踢出去吗？
Well, in the end, you can't kick out
在后
God's children.
但是最后你不能把神的儿女给踢出去。
But you have to exhort by the word of the cross upon the church.
但是你要把十字架的道理在教会里面作为劝勉。
And James chapter 4 and 5 is a very practical application of the word of the cross upon the saints.
在第四、第五章就是雅各在圣徒身上用十字架的道理。
And when this word is given, and this exhortation of James is a strong exhortation,
雅各在这里说的话是一个非常强有力的一个勉励。
As he brings the cross to bear upon the church,
当他把这个十字架来放在教会的上头，
What happens?
发生了什么事？
Those who are the Lord's separate themselves from the world.
那些本来属于主的，他们就把自己和世界分别开来。
That is to say, the Lord raises up overcomers.
就是说主在那里兴起得胜者。
Those who will remain and be righteous, single-hearted.
那些在那里一心一意的，他们保持公义的心。
And meanwhile,
同时
the Lord begins to judge those without.
主也就在那里开始审判那些没有公义的。
Brothers and sisters, I don't tell you anything you don't know when I say that we're in the age of Laodicea.
弟兄姊妹们，当我讲到我们处于老底家的时代，我没有在这里讲一个新的东西。
This worldly church is something that our righteous Lord does not like.
我们现在在这个属世的这个教会不是我们主所喜悦。
But he looks for those who are overcomers.
但是他在这里找寻得胜者。
Who will listen and walk in a righteous way.
那些在这里能够听也能够行出公义的人。
And they will be rewarded and sit with him upon his throne.
他们要得奖赏与他坐在宝座上。
Because even as he overcame, they overcome by his life.
因为他得胜的我们也要靠着他的生命来得胜。
And so we see the double life of the double-minded worldly ones.
所以我们就看到这些心怀二意的属世界人的他们的双重的生命。
And James' exhortations.
和雅各给他们的劝勉。
Hopefully some worldly ones will repent.
盼望那些一些属世的人他们能够悔改。
So here we just read some verses.
我们刚才读了几处圣经。
Why are these wars and fights among you? Where is all this stuff coming from?
你们中间为什么有争战斗殴呢？他们是从哪里来的呢？
Now, brothers and sisters, I don't believe he's talking about literal fights with spears and arrows.
弟兄姊妹，我不觉得他是在那里讲到那些用长矛和弓箭的那些打仗。
We don't have to go too far to see wars and fighting going on within the church.
我们不用走很远，我们就看见在教会里面有一些争战。
What is the cause of this?
这个原因是什么？
He says it's your desires and pleasures that war in your members.
这是在你们白体中战斗之私欲来的。
You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight in war.
你们贪恋还是得不着，你们杀害嫉妒又斗殴征战。
Now he gets right down to it.
他马上就直到指出这一点。
He says, you know what the problem is?
他说你们知道问题在哪里。
It's adultery in the church.
是在教会里面的淫乱。
You adulterers.
你们是淫乱的。
Don't you know?
你们不知道吗？
You can only love God.
你应该完全爱神。
If you love the world, you're at enmity with God.
如果你爱这个世界，你们就成为神，与神为敌。
That's the reason for the wars in the church.
这就是在教会里有征战的原因。
The divisions in the church, who can count them?
在教会里面的纷争，谁能计算呢？
Men's ambitions, men raising up their own kingdom, dividing themselves from others.
人的野心，他们自己兴起他们自己的国王国，与别人分裂。
I don't care how big a preacher the preacher is.
我实在不在乎那个人多么会传道。
When he's the king of his little kingdom.
他只是在这个小国王国里面的王。
His motives are from the world, and his wisdom is devilish.
他的动机是从属世的，他的智慧是。从魔鬼来的。
Now you see, James does not candy coat lollipops here.
雅各不是把这些来粉饰一些粉饰太平。
He says straight out.
他说，马上就直话直说。
If you're part of a division,
如果你是处在纷争的中，当
中 there's worldliness in there.
在那里就有一个属世的部分。
He says it straight out.
他直话直说。
Now you know, I mean, it's not like James is saying something unique.
雅各在这里不是说什么很奇特的话。
Paul had to bring the message of the cross to the Corinthians because in their carnality they were preferring certain ministries and dividing themselves along that line.
保罗也曾经在对哥林多的教会把因为他们属于肉体的情欲把十字架的话语传给他们，因为他们在那里有纷争。
And John in his letters saying, you know, you cannot love the world, the lusts of the eyes and flesh, the boastful pride of life, all that's fading away, but the word of the Lord.Abides forever.
约翰也在那里说，你不能爱这个世界，肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，他们都要过去，要住在神主的爱里面。
The Lord doesn't like this.
我们的主不喜欢这样。
He doesn't like division.
他不喜欢我们有分裂。
And worldliness is the reason for it.
属世界的是这个里面的原因。
It's always robed in religious garments, but it's worldliness.
他虽然在外表披上宗教的外衣，但是总是属世界。
Now look at verse 5.
我们看第五章。
Now this is an interesting verse. It's the most difficult verse to translate from the Greek in the book of James.
这在雅各书里面是最难从希腊文翻译过来的。
Once again, ignorance is bliss. I have no idea what it says in Mandarin.
我不知道，也是很享福的。我不知道在中文里面怎么讲。
But there are two possible interpretations to this translation.
但是在这里面，这样的翻译有两个不同的解释。
Now I have here in the New King James. Do you think that the Scripture says in vain, the Spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously?
在这里面讲到你我是新的钦定本里面讲到是你是说神所赐住在我们里面的灵是恋爱至于嫉妒吗？
Here again, I have no idea what your volume says. Okay. Now the implication of this is, don't you know the Holy Spirit is jealous for every bit of your heart?
这里面指的是你知不知道圣灵为你们心里面的每一点每一片都在那里记写。
Any worldliness in your heart is not pleasing.
你心里面任何的一点属世的都。
The Holy Spirit comes to dwell in us and to strive with us and to perfect us, and He's a jealous God.
圣灵就来住在我们的里面，让我们完全。他也是一个忌邪的神。
God often said to His children of Israel, "I am a jealous God."
神经常对他的儿女说，我是一个祭邪的神。
How can you go after idols?
你怎么能去拜偶像呢？
Don't you know I love you with a perfect love?
你知不知道我用完全的爱爱着你们？
And so I will judge you with a strong judgment.
所以我要把最重的审判加在你们身上。
You're an adulterer.
你是一个淫乱的人。
Now this is what James may be saying.
这是雅各可能要说的。
Now the other interpretation is also good.
另外一个翻译也挺好。
Now Darby takes this other interpretation.
就是达比弟兄他是这样翻译的。
He turns it into two questions.
他在这里把这个当成变成两个问题。
And even though it is not interrogative in the original, it's an interesting interpretation.
虽然在原文里面不是这一个询问句，但是是一个很重要的一个很有趣的一个解释。
As Darby translates, he says, "Now is the scripture in vain?"
达比就这样翻译，他说这节圣经难道是枉费的吗？
And then he says, the spirit who dwells in you, do you think he could possibly be envious in war like that?
你住在你们里面的圣灵，你想他难道可以是嫉妒，也可以在那里征战吗？
Do you see the point?
你有没有看到这一点？
You say you're filled with the Holy Spirit, how can you have those envy and war going on in you? It's impossible if the Holy Spirit dwells in you.
你说圣灵充满了你，但是怎么可有可能有嫉妒和征战呢？
But whatever interpretation you take,
不管你是怎么样来解释，
you understand its meaning.
你就知道它的意思。
I think, our dear brother Ted shared something yesterday.
我想我们彭弟兄昨天交通到。
About the moment when he realized Jesus died for him.
当他知道耶稣为他而死的时候。
It's at such a moment you realize how jealous God is for you.
在那个时候，你就知道神是何等为你而祭血。
We sometimes are quite casual about what we think the Lord thinks about us.
我们有时候，当我们想主是怎么思想我们的时候，我们很随便。
The Holy Spirit is working night and day in your life, 24/7, trying to make you 100% Jesus.
但是圣灵在那里不停的在你里面。工作要让你百分之百的变成耶稣。
The jealousy of a woman over a man is nothing compared to the jealousy of the Holy Spirit for your soul.
一个女人对男人她的嫉妒，与圣灵在对于你的这个祭邪相比，根本算不了什么。
And so that's why James, having given this strong exhortation regarding adultery, says, "Now humble yourself before God."
这就为什么雅各在这里就着。淫乱这件事情，他有了一个极大的勉励，说你们要在神的面前谦卑下来。
Now resist the devil.
你要抵挡魔鬼。
Draw near to God.
你要亲近神。
Cleanse your hands.
洁净你们的。
Purify your heart.
清洁你们的心。
You're double-minded.
你们心怀二意的
人呢？
你们软弱。你们哭。
Now,
哭泣。
I want to say this. I don't. This is no law.
我不想说这是一个律法。
If you found yourself in the pursuit of holiness and righteousness, there have been some times you've wept before the Lord for your adulteries.
如果你在主面前，你已经追求圣洁和公义一段时间了，你一定记得你曾经哭泣。
Have you done so?
你有没有记得？有没有这样做过？
Are you so full of happiness?
你是不是总是心里面满了欢乐呢？
That you've never turned it into mourning?
你从来没有在那里。哭泣过吗？
Have you never realized how much you've offended the Lord by what you've done?
你在那里有没有意识到你是在那里多么的得罪了主？
Now we're not talking about sexual adultery, but of course that applies as well.
我在这里不是讲到这个婚姻上的淫乱。
For you to be a friend of the world,
当你与这个世界为友
is an offense to God.
就顶撞了神。
I don't know if you've ever seen that.
我们不知道你们有没有看见过。
But your joy will turn into mourning, and you will weep and lament and ask God to forgive you, and you'll humble yourself, and then He will lift you up.
你的喜笑就要变作悲哀，欢乐就要变作愁闷。勿要在主面前自卑，主就必叫你们升高。
Now I don't know all of you, dear saints.
我不知道我们这些亲爱的圣徒们。
But I'm sure there's some of you here who've allowed worldliness to clutter your life.
我知道在这里，但是我知道有一些人，你让属世的这个诱惑来把你们自己的生命来变得愁云满布。
You're as one who has spiritual schizophrenia. For on the one hand, you love God.
你们有一个属灵的健忘症。
But on the other hand, you'd rather hang out with worldly people than the saints.
你有时候你愿意和一些属世的人为友，而不是和圣徒们为友。
If you're honest and you have a heart in that kind of direction, then there's a prescription for your return.
如果你真的有那样的一个经历的话，这里为你来归回有一个解药。
I tell you right now that you who are friends with the world will discover something down the road, and that is the world is no friend of yours.
如果你想与世俗为友的话，将来你会发现这个世界不是你的朋友。
They'll take your money and take your friendship and leave you like the prodigal son.
他要把你的钱和把你的把你全部都挪去，让你像一个浪子一样。
Listen, the world doesn't like a worldly Christian because you still stink of holiness.
因为这个世界他不喜欢属世界的基督徒，因为在你们身上还发出圣洁的香气。
You can curse just as much as the worldly person, but your cursing is different. It doesn't smell right to a true worldly person.
虽然你可以在那里咒骂，但是你的咒骂和他们属世的这些人看来还是不完全一样。
You're pretending to be a zombie, but you're not.
你在那里试图装作一个僵尸，但是你不是。
You better get back into the camp of the living.
你要回到这个活着的这个营地里面。
Now he goes on, and it moves from this point to share about other areas where our worldliness causes double.
他就进一步来讲到在另外的一些方面，因为你属世界，可以让你变成心怀二意。
Look at chapter 4, verses 11 and 12.
然后看第四章十一十二节。
Do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. If you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There's one lawgiver who's able to save and to destroy. Who are you?
弟兄们，你们不可彼此批评。人若批评弟兄，论断弟兄，就是批评律法，论断律法。你若论断律法，就不是遵行律法。凡是判断人的，乃是判断人的。设立律法和判断人的，只有一位，就是那能救人也能灭人的。你是谁，竟敢论断别人呢？
Now this sounds like the heart of Jesus.
这听起来像耶稣的心。
You know, Jesus says, judge not, be not judged.
耶稣说，你不要论断人，免得你们被论断。
I think sometimes we don't understand the context here.
我们有时候，我想我们不大理解这个上下文。
So let me tell you what it is.
我告诉你们是什么。
You see,In a kingdom, there's not only one king, there's only one judge.
在一个国度里面，只有一个王，也只有一个审判官。
So David sits in the gate, and Solomon sits in the gate, and they listen to problems and they adjudicate because they are the judge of the kingdom.
所以大卫和所罗门，他就坐在城门那里，因为他们是王，也是审判官。
Wait a minute, wait a minute. In Jesus' kingdom, there's another judge.
等一等，等一等，在耶稣的国里还有另外一个审判
官。Why, it's you.
是你啊、
You've slipped on the throne.
你在那里站在了他的。
You're sitting there.
你就站在坐在他的宝座上面。
Say that brother's no good. That sister's no good.
他说那个弟兄不对，那个姊妹不对。
And James says, Who are you?
雅各说你是谁
？Have you forgotten who you are?
你忘记你是谁了吗
？Let's see. There's two kinds of people in the kingdom.
在国度里面有两种人。
There's the righteous judge.
有一个公义的审判官。
And there's the servants who've received mercy.
也有在那里来接受怜悯的这些仆人们。
Now, how much did you owe Jesus when you got saved?
当你被救拯救的时候，你欠耶稣有多少
？Could you pay the debt?
你能不能还清这个债呢
？No, you're hopeless.
不行，你完全没有指望。
He showed you mercy.
但是他把怜悯显示给你。
Now suddenly you're a judge.
突然你就变成审判官了吗
？Don't judge your brothers.
不要论断你的弟兄。
We got no double judging going on.
在这里不需要有两种的论断。
You brothers in responsibility, you watch out.
你们这些负责的弟兄们，你们要小心了。
Because we have to discern what goes on in the body of Christ.
我们要在基督的身体里面，我们要查验。
But don't you sit on that throne.
但是你不要坐在那个宝座上。
James makes it clear, no double judge.
雅各讲得很清楚，不能有两个审判官。
And it's a great evil of worldliness that we are so full of ourselves, we think we have a right to judge our brothers.
这个世界在我们身给我们带来这一点，让我们。满了我们自己，让我们一定要在那里论断我们的弟兄。
All of you people here, there's a story behind every one of you of mercy.
在你们每一个人的后面，你被怜悯都有一个故事。
Did you ever hear anything so outrageous as Ted yesterday?
你们有没有像彭弟兄听彭弟兄讲的那实在是荒谬
？He's sitting in the chair and he's shaking, he's so mad, and then he hears, "Lord Jesus."
当他坐在他的椅子里面，他的手在颤抖，他突然就听见。
What the mercy of Jesus to save somebody？
这就是主耶稣来救我们。
And you have a story that has to do with mercy too。
你也有一个故事和怜悯有关系。
Don't you climb on the throne？
你不要爬到宝座上。
Only one judge。
只有一个审判官。
Then he goes right on and continues to speak。
我们再接下来。
There's another way that we slip on the throne。
另外一种方式，我们可以偷偷地坐在宝座上。
And how is that？
是什么样子
？The old businessman's throne。
那是一个生意人的他的宝座。
Now come on, you who say, all right, tomorrow we're going to do business over here, then we're going to go down to L.A. We're going to start a business down there, and make $1 million, and then we're going to go up into Seattle and make $1 million there。
你们说我今天要这样这样，然后我到洛杉矶我要挣100万，然后我再到西雅图我也要挣100万。
I love brothers。In the assembly, and they pray like this. Oh dear God.
我喜欢那些弟兄们，他们祷告的时候，他说：“亲爱的主啊。”
And then you see them at their business, and they got a sword out, chopping people to bits.
当他们做生意的时候，他们把他们的剑拿出来，在那里砍砍杀杀。
They're so sure they're smart.
他们那么聪，他们觉得他们很聪
明。They're sure they're never going to have a heart attack. They'll live forever.
他们觉得他们永远不会得心脏病，他要永远的活。
They're like God.
他们像神一样。
Not only immortal.
他们不仅真的不朽
，but omniscient，
而且他们是万能的，什么都知道。
I'll do business here, I'll do business there。
就我要在这里做生意，我要在那里做生意。
I know how to do the deal。
我知道怎么样跟你做一个交易。
Don't we have enough Donald Trumps in this world？
我们在这个地上已经有足够的 Donald Trump 这个人了。
Oh, listen, even as a Christian businessman, you have no business on the throne saying I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But if the Lord wills。
纵然你是一个基督徒，你是一个做生意的基督徒，你也不可能不能坐在说我今天要做这个，我坐在这里，你不能坐在宝座上。
Let's go back to the mirror.
我们再回到镜
子。What do we pray as we look in the mirror?
当我们看着镜子的时候，我们怎样祷告
？Thy will be done.
你的旨意成就。
Your business decisions need to line up with Thy will be done.
你的做生意的每一个决定都要和他的旨意来吻合。
Oh, but if I just work for a couple of years on Saturday and Sunday, all weekends and holidays, I can make a couple million dollars and retire.
如果我只是花两年，我每个星期六、每个星期天工作，我就可以挣100万块钱，然后我就退休了。
How many stupid men have you seen do that?
你们有看见多少这样愚蠢的人
？You're so smart.
你好像那么聪明。
And you lose your soul.
但是你就把你的灵魂
You need to listen to James.
你需要听雅各书。
He's staring you in the eyes with holy eyes.
他直视着你的眼睛，用他的圣洁的眼看着你。
You be sure your great plans line up with the will of God before you do them.
你要保证你自己的大的计划与神的旨意吻合在一起。
I always feel bad when I yell at you because you all back up.
我总是当我在这里在这里吼的时候，你们都往后退，我感觉不好。
I take comfort in the fact that I think James would be even stronger.
我在这里，我觉得雅各，换作雅各可能比我更强。
Read this word, I've mellowed it down.
你要读这些话语。
And then we come to the third point that he touches on regarding worldliness in the church.
在这里，他又讲到教会的属世性的第三个方面。
And it is in fact the greatest problem that the church suffers.
也是教会 受苦的最大的难处。
Chapter 5, beginning in verse 1.
第五章第一节。
Come now, you rich, weep and howl for the miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten.
哎，你们这些富足人呐，应当哭泣嚎啕，因为将有苦难临到你们身上。
Now you know the Lord doesn't have anything against riches.
你知道我们的主他并不反对我们成为富足。
It says in the Bible, it is by the Lord's doing that He has made you rich.
因为在圣经里面说，主要凭着他的工作让你成为丰富。
But you also know that it says it's the love of money that's the root of all evil.
但你也知道这个贪恋钱财是万恶之本。
And when somebody gets rich, there's something about their attitude that changes.
当一个人变得富足的时候，他们的态度就有了个转变。
No longer trusting in Jehovah Jireh.
他就不在这里来信那全族全丰的。
Now they're trusting in their accountant.
他们就信任他们的会计。
And whereas they used to treat other brothers and sisters as equals, now they feel above them.
当以前他 把他认为别的弟兄姊妹和他平起平坐，现在他觉得他比他们高。
And whereas when the job began, everybody was working together. You had your sleeves up, and your wife did, and the people who were working with you.
当大家都在一起开始这么开始工作的时候，把你的袖子卷起来的时候。
As things begin to prosper, we mistreat those people below us.
当你慢慢的变得富裕的时候，你就
I won't even read these verses out loud because I don't want to scare you.
我不想在这里大声地读这些圣经，因为我不想吓坏了你们。
But I hope you can hear the heart of Jesus that nothing bothers him more than the wrong treatment of the poor.
但是你们要知道，在耶稣的心里面，没有任何一件事情比苦待穷人更让他难过的。
If you've just made a cool bunch of money in 2013, praise God.
如果你刚刚在2013年你赚了很多钱，我们赞美神。
But if you've done it on the backs of illegal immigrants and people getting less than the minimum wage, shame on you.
如果你是凭着那些非法移民，你是剥削他们挣的钱，你要羞耻。
Do you think that escapes the Lord's notice?
你知不知道主会注意到这一点？
Look at Job, a righteous man.
你看约伯这个。
He treated all his employees fairly and more so.
他对待他每一个他的雇工都是非常公平的。Anyone
who came to him with a need, he helped them out.
任何人有困难来到他的面前，他就帮他。
How the Lord wants to bless such a generous steward of all that they have received.
主就多么愿意为他的一个管家这样的一个管家来祝福他。
I see some people in New York City, and I know because I know who they are that they're really rich.
我知道在纽约有一些人，他们实在实在的富有。They're
wearing old, dirty, tattered clothes.
他们就穿着这个破破破烂烂的肮脏的衣服。They
don't want anybody to know they're rich.
他们不想让别人知道他们是富有的。And
they're as cheap as they could possibly be.
他们就是在那里。
They don't care who they steal a couple of bucks from. They cheat. They cheat on their income tax. They cheat on everything. And they got more than enough. It's a sickness.
他们在那里，在他们的这个税务上面，他们欺骗，他们让我在那里很难过，就要病了。The
righteous king will come.
我们公义的王要来。
And his bar of righteousness is set.
他在那里，他公义的标准已经设定。Don't
say, "Oh well, I just was cheap for a few years."
你不要跟他说，你说我很卑鄙，只是几年的事情。Now
just to calm you down just a moment.
我先想大家平静一下。I've
always been amazed as I travel among even Chinese assemblies at the generosity of certain people.
我当我在这里旅游的时候，甚至在中国人的教会里面，我发现一些人是非常慷慨大度。And
often they're behind the scenes, and many people don't know.
很多情况下，他们是在背后做这些事情，没有人知道。You
know, many people come to a conference and say, "Hooray, 4 days for free!"
有些人到这个聚会的里面说，真好，我们来这个开在大会，我们不要花钱的。Thank
God for that precious husband and wife who says, "Let's put in an extra $10,000 for those people who can't afford it."
但是感谢主，为着那些弟兄姊妹们，他们说，让我们放1万块钱，为那些不能来负担聚会的人，为他们来负担。Tell
you the truth, I don't know if conferences like WCCC could keep going if it weren't for those kinds of people.
如果不是因为那些人的缘故，我们西安聚会这样的聚会就根本进行不下去。The
firm foundation of God is sure the Lord knows those who are His.
神稳固的根基立定了。 主知道那些属于他的人。
It's a blessed thing to be a generous man and woman.
如果你是一个慷慨大度的男人或者女人，
God
实在是蒙福的。
loves a cheerful giver.
神实在喜欢那些乐意甘心乐意奉献的。
So these people that he has been talking to very straight are those who are getting far from the kingdom.
在这里就看到那些离国度越来越远的人。
They're not acting like the king's kids.
他们越来越不像
But James is being faithful and telling them to repent and come back.
但是雅各在那里信实，他跟他们说：“你们要悔改，然后回家。”It's
hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
一个富人进到神的国是何等难呢？
And all of us probably qualify as rich.
我们和每一个人，我们都可以说我们是富裕的、富足的。
So、we need to be careful about this.
所以我们一定要在这件事情上小心。
This is something the Spirit of God speaks very strongly regarding.
这就是神的灵非常在这里重视的。
Now, as we come to chapter 5 and verse 7 through the end of this book.
然后我们就看第七节一直到这一章的末了。
It's as if James' heart once again takes another turn.
你好像看见雅各的心又有了一个转变。
And once again, he wants to give a few final words of encouragement to the little flock of upright ones who are waiting for the coming of the Lord.
他想在这些一小群的这些正直的人，他想给他们多一些劝勉。
Now those who really believe the Lord is coming soon are those who are sanctifying their hearts.
那些知道主要马上回来的人，他们要让他们的心成为圣洁。
And James turns and with a gentle hand he exhorts these ones.
雅各他就把他的手放轻来勉励这些弟兄姊妹。
Are you really waiting for the Lord?
你们是不是真的在那等主的回来？
Then James doesn't need to scold you.
雅各就不需要责备你。
Just remind you of a few things.
他只是为几件事情来提醒你。
We need to be patient and keep ourselves in the love of God.Until Jesus returns.
我们要忍耐，把我们藏在耶稣的爱里面，直到他回来。
I love that little phrase from Jude. Keep yourselves in the love of God.
我喜欢在犹大书里面讲到，把你们藏在神的爱里面。
He says, building yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, showing mercy to others.
说你把你们自己来造就，你把自己藏在主的爱的里面，然后在那里显出你的怜悯。
Now you see this theme is in light of the coming of the Lord.
在这里看到主要回来的事实。
Verse 7, therefore be patient, brethren, till the coming of the Lord.
第七节说，弟兄们呐，你们要忍耐，直到主来。
Be like a farmer.
你要像农夫一样。
You've planted seeds of righteousness.
你在那里种了公义的种子。
Now be faithful.
你现在你就
Now, what do you need?
信实你
Verse 8.
你需要什么？第八节。
Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand.
坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。
Who's got a strong heart?
谁有一个坚固的心
A single heart.
一个单纯的心
All for Jesus.
完完全全向耶稣。
I love the Lord with all my heart.
我爱主，完完全全的爱主。
I sanctify Christ as Lord of my heart.
我让主在我心里面成为圣洁，是我的主。
Establish that heart.Establish your heart.
在你的心里面坚固起来。
Strengthen it.
坚固它。
Coming of the Lord is near.
因为主回来的日子近了。
Now listen.
听，请听。
Don't grumble.
你不要在那里抱怨埋怨。
At your brothers and sisters.
对你的弟兄们埋怨。
There's no more time to grumble.
没有时间了。
They'll never change.
他们不会改了。
Just love them the way they are.
你就照着他们本来的样式来爱他们。
The judge is standing in the door.
因为审判官已经站在门口了。
Do you get what it's saying?
你有没有明白他讲的是什么？
Let's say the president of the United States is coming to your house.
让我们说这个美国的总统要去你家里。
And he's walking up the sidewalk.
他就要来到你家的门口。
Now he's almost at your door.
他马上快来到你门口。
And you say, Johnny, go on up and take another bath. You're not clean yet.
你在对你的儿子说，你说你赶快再去洗一个澡，将来你再去洗一个澡。
Did you play your violin yet? Go on upstairs.
你有没有弹拉你小提琴？你赶快上楼去拉去。
Stop grumbling at one another.
你不要对着对方来埋怨。
The judge is in the door.
因为审判官已经进到门里了。
Come, family, let's all stand together. Here he comes.
你说我们来，我们来，我们都站在面前，他已经来到了。
In Revelation, you sense that same thing. The end is so near. Just help one another.
在启示录里面，你就看见同样的事。马上就要结束了，你赶快要互相帮助。
Show mercy to one another.
你要显出你的怜悯来。
Now he goes on and he shares some practical things regarding when we assemble together.
他在这里也讲到，当我们聚会的时候，有一些实际的我们要做的。
Brings us right back to what it says in Hebrews in chapter 10.
就把我们带到希伯来书第十章里面。
Don't forsake the assembling of yourself together.
你不要停止聚会。
Why?
为什么？
Especially as you see the day drawing near.
尤其当你看到这个主来的日子近了。
Continue to meet together.
你们要不可停止聚会。
Listen.
听。
Well, he talks about the prophets. We'll have to skip that. All right, here we go. Verse 13.
第十三节。
Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing songs.
你们中间有受苦的呢，就该祷告；有喜乐的呢，他就该歌颂。
How we need to gather together in worship.
我们应当如何的在敬拜里面我们聚会。
The Lord is coming.
因为主要来了。
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you found us worshiping when he came?
如果当他来的时候看见我们在敬拜他，不是很奇妙的吗？
Is anybody suffering? Pray.
如果有人受苦的话，就祷告。
Of course, we pray for one another.
我们互相为别人祷告。
Is anybody happy? Praise God.
如果有人喜乐的话，就当颂赞神。
Somebody's happy.
有些人在那里高兴。
Praise God.
赞美主。
And then he says the most wonderful thing.
然后他说了最奇妙的一
句。It has to do with this thing of anointing with oil and the elders.
他这里讲到就是那些长老他们用这个膏油来抹。
But this is what he's saying in the spirit of it.
这是他是在这个灵里面这样讲。
Now, dear sister, you've had a problem.
我们亲爱的姊妹，你有一个问题。
It's called in the scriptures an infirmity.
是一个软弱，在圣经里叫软弱。
Is anyone sick? Let him call for the elders. That word is infirmity. It's a weakness.
在那里讲到是一个软弱。
Now you've prayed about it.
你为这件事祷告。
Of course, if you're sick, pray.
但是如果你病的话，你就祷
告。What happens when you're sick and you pray?
当你病的时候，你祷告会发生什么事
？The Lord raises you up.
主就来把你升高。
Now what happens if that doesn't happen?
如果这个不发生的话
，What do you do?
你怎么做
？Now here is an assembly of mercy.
你就在这里看见这个怜悯的聚会。
This is the Church of Philadelphia in operation.
你看到是腓拉铁菲的聚会在这里行动。
Here are people showing brotherly love.
你看见这里面显出弟兄相爱。
Hello, elders, could you come over here?
你是打电话，你说长老啊，你能不能到我
you know
到我这里来
what? ？I love the Lord.
你说我爱主。
I've been praying about this problem.
我有这个问题，我已经祷告很多时间了，
It hasn't gone away.
还没有解决。
Would you come over and talk to me?
你要不要来和我谈一谈
？Would you pray with me?
你要不要来和我一起祷告
？Maybe there's something I'm doubling and I don't see it.
也许有一方面我是在这里心怀而已，我还没有觉得。
Maybe there's something that's not covered. I want covered.
如果还没有被主遮盖的话，我愿意让他遮盖。
And the brothers come.
然后这个弟兄就来了。
And they pray.
他们一起祷告。
Maybe a brother senses something.
也许弟兄他感觉到什么。
Is there some sharp word you spoke to a sister?
有没有你对另外一个弟兄说一个姊妹说很重的话
？Let's get it under the blood. Under the blood.
让我们来到宝血的遮盖下面。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Where they say, sister, we find nothing.
如果你们说弟兄姊妹啊，我什么也没发现。
Anoint you with oil.
但是我要在那里要用油膏你。我们是合一的。
We want you to be one.
我们要让你成为合一的。
One involves not only spirit, soul, but body.
这个合一包括身体灵。
Do you believe that the Lord wants to heal the body?
你知不知道？你难道以为主是要在里医治你的身体吗
？Of course you do.
当然是。
You know the Lord.
你认识主。
Now let's pray.
我们来祷告。
And then the prayer of faith heals this sister.
然后这个信心的祷告就医治了这个姊妹。
And with that as a basic example of what it means to live mercifully with one another.
这就是我们要带着怜悯的心与弟兄姊妹们同住的。
The person who was sick had to humble themselves and ask.
但是这个得病的他要谦卑下来来问。
Then James expands, as it were, what it's like to live in such a merciful house of brotherly love.
然后雅各就在这里来这里扩充，让我们看到我们怎么样在弟兄相爱的恩典和怜悯里面。
What do you want more than anything in the house of God?
你在神的家里面，你最想要的是什么
？That it be a house of prayer.
是不是要它成为一个祷告的会？
My house shall be called the house of prayer.
我们的聚会应该成为神祷告的聚会。
How do we experience the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man?
我们怎么在那里经历一个大有能力的这个热切的祷告，恳切的祷告
？How much do we need in the assembly the effective, fervent prayer of righteous men?
我们在教会里面，我们多么需要那些公义的人，他们大有功效的恳切的代求。
Do you want that?
你愿不愿意有这样
？Wouldn't that be precious in our assembly?
在我们教会里，如果这样的话，不是很宝贝的吗
？Prayers that are answered.
每一个祷告都被答应。
Righteous prayer.
公义的祷告。
How does it happen?
怎么样才能发生
？Here's the secret.
现在有一个秘诀。
Confess your faults one to another.
你彼此认罪。
And pray for one another.
彼此代求。
That you may be healed.
然后你就得医治。
And God will forgive your sins.
神就赦免你的罪。
And the assembly under His precious blood.
整个的聚会就在他宝血的遮盖下。
Held together by the mercy of God.
凭着神的怜悯。
We love one another.
我们彼此相爱。
We don't judge one another.
我们不在这里论断。
But we've confessed our faults one to another.
我们自己在这里 承认我们的罪。
It's okay.
没有问题。
It's just brotherly love. We're just brothers and sisters.
这只是弟兄相爱，只是弟兄姊妹们。
But God hears the prayers of such an assembly.
主神就听到这样聚会的祷告。
And then he adds one little touch. It's beautiful.
他然后就加了一点点，让它变得更美好。
In verse 19 and 20.
十九和二十节。
Now there are those who've strayed away.
他说那里有失迷真道的。
They've gone out into the world.
他们就到世上去了。
Just before the Lord comes back, what are you going to do?
在主回来以前，你要做什么
？If he's coming back soon, what are you going to do?
如果他马上要来了，你怎么做
？Is there somebody who can go out there and show them mercy and bring back one of those straying sheep?
如果有人能出去把那迷失的羊找寻回来
？If somebody strays away, do we just leave them alone? Say, ah, well, good to be rid of them anyway.
如果他们走迷失了，我们就说让他们去吧。我们本来也要把他们开。
All they were problems anyway.
他们总是一个问题。
How do you feel about it when some saint doesn't come around anymore and meet with you?
当一个圣徒不再来聚会的时候，你心里面怎么
想？ Well, if they immediately gone over to some other fellowship and they're worshiping there, praise God.
如果他们到另外一个聚会里面去，在那里敬拜的话，我们赞美神。
But what if they're wandering out there, going nowhere?
如果他们在外面只是游荡的话
？And the wolf is eating them.
狼在吃他们。
Now, who's got compassion?
谁有仁慈的心
？Who's willing to go out?
谁愿意出去呢
？Save them by mercy.
然后用他们的怜悯来救他们呢
？It says, "Bring back a straying brother."
把这些走迷失的弟兄带回来。
Will you bring back a straying sister?
你会不会把一个走失的姊妹带回来
？Oh, how the Lord loves this.
我们的主是何等的爱这样的人。
And this love covers a multitude of sins.
这个爱遮盖了很多的罪。
What kind of shepherds are we?
我们是怎么样的一些牧人
？Probably not very good.
好像不大称
职。That's how some sheep went stray.
就是为什么有些羊他们走失了。
But the good shepherd says, "Get out there."
这个好的。
That's my sheep. Sheep, go get that sheep.
好的牧人就说：“你赶快去把我的羊找回来。
You bring them back.
你把他们找回来。
Good job.
你干得好。
Covers a multitude of sin.
就遮盖许多的罪。
You know, in the last days, we need to be Philadelphia.
在末后的日子，我们需要是腓拉铁菲。
Philadelphia is full of mercy.
腓拉铁菲是满了仁慈。
Mercy triumphs over judgment.
因为怜悯要向审判夸胜。
Mercy is righteous.
怜悯就是仁慈，就是正个公义。
You don't tell the straying sheep, come back and continue to be worldly.
你不要对那个走失的羊说你回来，你还继续的属世界。
But many times those straying sheep have already been hurt by the world and are ready to be healed.
很多时候他们已经被这个世界伤害，他们已经预备好要被医治了。
Okay, so I want a guarantee.
但是我需要一个保证。
The Lord is coming soon.
主要回来了。
Will you be an upright assembly?
你要不要成为一个正直人的大会
？Righteous,
公义
，Holy,
圣洁
，Merciful,
满有仁慈。
Oh, the Lord is pleased with such.
我们的主是何等的为这样的聚会喜悦。
Pray for one another.
我们为彼此代求。
And stop grumbling.
你不要在那里埋怨，埋怨。
I've like yourselves. I've been in a number of assemblies in my lifetime.
在我的一生里面，像你们一样，我去过很多聚会的当中。
The Lord always sends somebody to our assembly for us to groan about.
主总是派一些人让我们来到我们聚会当中，让我们埋怨他们。
If you try to kick them out, he'll send in somebody who makes us groan more.
如果你把他们踢出去，他又再派一些人来，让我们更多的埋怨。
There's all kinds of interesting saints out there.
在那个里面有很多很有意思的一些圣徒们。
Don't grumble.
你不要埋怨他们。
Julia fixes food on Thursday night for the saints who come to our house for prayer meeting.
这个 Julia 这个姊妹她就在那里，我的太太就在星期二预备了一些食物，让人到我们星期二到我们家来聚会。
Is Julia your wife's name too?
My wife's name is June.
So oh, June. Ah, I see the mistake. Okay. So she fixes this food.
她就预备了这些食物。
In comes somebody.
她就来了一些人。
They pile up a plate of food this big.
他们就弄一个盘子装满了食物这么大。
Now there was enough for 25 people. Now there's only enough for 12.
本来预备了25个人的食物，但现在只够给12个人吃了。
Grumble, grumble, grumble.
我们就在抱怨抱怨抱怨。
We have to keep saying, we say, no, 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 praise God.
我一直要在那里不停地说我们赞美神。
You know what we have, our problem?
你知道我们有什么这样的问题吗？
Starving students.
有一些那些要饿死的学生们。
Many of them are used to their Chinese mamas who fix them a lot of food.
他们因为他们习惯了他们妈妈会他的妈妈会给他做很多的食物。
And they think Julia is a Chinese mama.
他说 Julia 你是不是一个像中国人的中国的妈妈一样。
They think they've come home.
他们觉得他们回到了家。
All the food that's in the pot is for them.
所有的食物都是好像是给他们预备的。
No groaning, no groaning. Come on, the Lord is near.
不要抱怨，不要抱怨，主要回来了。
By the time we pay our grocery bill, the Lord may come back.
当我们在那里要付我们账单的时候，主就已经回来了。
Then won't we be ashamed? We grumble over a couple of bucks.
我们就在那里要为这两三块钱抱怨，我们就羞愧了。
Throw some more dumplings in the water and praise God.
你在那里多煮一些饺子，然后赞美神。
Assembly of Mercy
是一个仁慈怜悯的聚会。
These are the last days.
这实在是末后的日子。
That's why the Spirit's pressing us in holiness and righteousness.
为什么圣灵就在那里来迫切的让我们成为圣洁
？Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，and especially young people,
尤其是那些年轻人
，keep your heart pure.
要保持你心来纯正。
There is great reward.
有极大的奖赏。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
We're so thankful, Lord, that you enabled your own brother to share words of righteousness and holiness.
我们感谢主，因为你让你自己的弟弟来在这里就着公义和圣洁来有交通。
And we know when he was speaking all these things, he was speaking with the mouth of Jesus, with the heart of Jesus, and looking with the eyes of Jesus upon the congregation of the beloved.
我们知道当他对着这些你所爱的这个聚会来讲这些话的时候他是带着耶稣的嘴和耶稣的眼睛看着我们
as we press into this new year
当我们来到这个新年的时候
may it be the year that you come back
愿意这一年你就回来
forgive us for our grumbling
请你原谅我们的抱怨
for our judgments
我们在这里论断人
for our business decisions made without the will of God
当我们在做一些生意上的决定我们没有考虑到你意志的
lead us, Lord, and deliver us from worldliness.
主啊求你拯救我们脱离这个属世的性质
We don't want to be adulterers.
我们不愿意成为一个淫乱的人
We want to be 100% Jesus.
我们愿意成为百分之百的耶稣
All for Jesus, I surrender.
我在你面前我们完全的顺服
Let that be our watchword at the end of this year.
让这成为我们年末的一个警醒的句子
We pray in his precious name.
我们是奉你宝贵的名祈求 Amen. Amen.